Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy to have Aaron Rupar back on the show here on the Good Neighbor News Talk 830 WCCO. From Public Notice Newsletter. He's joining us on the John Chusico Banker Hotline. And it's an extremely sad day. Clearly, it's the news of the day with regards to the political assassination of Charlie Kirk, or the assassination, I'll call it, of Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley College in Utah. And it's just, you know, when I think of the state of affairs, Aaron, in our country and of the world today, man, we're dealing with a lot. And we can talk about the Annunciation and the school shootings. There was a school shooting actually today that people aren't really even talking about. It's kind of swept under the rug. We had the political assassination of the Hortmans. And now we get to this today of the super popular conservative commentator, Charlie Kirk, at the age of 31. I guess just a simple, I mean, what's been your reaction? What? Because I know that you know, you do this for a living. You kind of, you look at, you know, what's being said on social media, interviews, politicians speaking and giving stances, this, that, the other, whatever. My official stance has been this is a sad day for our country, regardless of whether you like Charlie Kirk or you loved him or whatever. This is a gentleman that had a right to speak his mind. He had a family. He had kids. And he should still be here. A very unfortunate yet another tragic day in the United States of America.
Yeah, I'm with you. And my abiding emotion is just kind of shock and dismay over this. You know, I started, like other people, kind of getting tips right as the videos were circulating. And, you know, I heard that he was shot and I pulled up social media and, you know, the horrible video, which I don't recommend anybody watch, was one of the first things I saw when I pulled up Twitter. And, you know, I can't really think of anything quite like this in terms of such an influential voice in a political movement getting gunned down in, I mean, I guess, you know, you could talk about obviously the Melissa Hortman situation, which was horrible, but Kirk, you know, is this national figure who I think really was probably the most influential young voice in all of the MAGA movement. And, you know, that's not to say that I didn't disagree with almost everything that he stood for. And, you know, of course, in recent days, he had been kind of pushing a lot of propaganda about the assassination on or the murder, I should say, on that train in Charlotte, and kind of using that to demagogue crime. You know, and as he was killed just before the shot rang out, he was trying to blame mass shootings on trans people. And, you know, I find all that stuff reprehensible. But as you said, Henry, I mean, this is someone who was 31 years old with a wife and two young children. And ultimately, you know, I think that when we kind of compete in the political arena with our ideas and try to win elections, this is the exact sort of thing that we want to prevent happening in our society. We want our society to be a safe place for people to express viewpoints and, you know, have them reach their intended audiences. And then you kind of fight it out at the ballot box and you go through the civil process without violence. And so, you know, I think it's a really ominous sign for political speech in our country. You know, I'd certainly be concerned if, you know, I was an influencer like he is and had kind of public events where you're out in front of people. I mean, I think that's going to be something people are going to be worried about for a while now. And mainly, I just, you know, like you said, and like I mentioned earlier, I mean, my heart really goes out to his wife and kids. And, you know, clearly, I disagreed with most everything that he stood for, but you can tell that a lot of people are deeply affected and cared for him. And so on that level, it's obviously a human tragedy.
No question about it. I didn't like anything about his stances, his ideas, his whole entire ideology. I wasn't a fan of. But at the end of the day, that's his stance. I have my stance. He has his opinion. I have my opinion. And we just disagree on things. But this is a very, very unfortunate day for all Americans. But with all that being said, can we lower the temperature for violence in this country? Because I feel like right now, clearly we need to, but I'm not sure that we're capable of doing it. And some of that is just because we need a leader. Whoever that leader is, you would hope that it will be the president of the United States. I'm not sure that we have that person that can lower the temperature right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I was heartened by the comments that were made by the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, where he brought up immediately, he said, you know, our nation is broken. A couple months ago, we had assassinations in Minnesota, and we had an attempted assassination on the governor of Pennsylvania. And last year, we had an attempted assassination of the current president. And, you know, I think it's correct to kind of put that in that broader context, that it's not just a, you know, that really it's kind of, I mean, I think certainly the worst offenders in terms of political rhetoric that incites violence are Trump and the Trump movement. I mean, I don't think that's really disputable at this point, but you know, that being said, I mean, no one should have to fear for their life when they're out there talking about politics, even if you're someone like Charlie Kirk, who pushed a lot of divisive views. But I think we also need to kind of wait and see. We don't know who did this. We don't know what the motive was. So I'm a little hesitant to jump to too many conclusions. But, you know, I think that you're right when you kind of express skepticism that we're capable of solving this right now. I mean, you know, when you have a president who, you know, is divisive on the daily like Trump is, and, you know, his entire politics is divide and conquer. Now, I will say the first couple of posts that he put up on this have been kind of within the realm of sanity, you know, just saying that, paying tribute to Charlie Kirk and talking about how terrible this makes him feel and how much he admired him. I mean, that's all normal stuff. So, you know, I don't want to jump to conclusions. We'll see how he responds. And I think a lot of that will, of course, depend on what we come to find out about who did this and what motivated them to do it.
Yeah, we're talking to Aaron Rupar from the Public Notice Newsletter here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I do want to bring up something, and you kind of vaguely mentioned it, but I want to go a little bit deeper because I'm just so curious about, like, over time, we just ultimately, we change our ways, right? And so many, many years ago, we changed with the motorcades after John F. Kennedy was shot and killed, okay? And after JFK, you don't see that, right? You're not going to be in a drop top just driving around, whatever, with the, you know, the president of the United States of America and the first lady. But the shooter on the roof type of deal, like, I don't know. Did you see the video that's been circulating with regards to today? Not we're not talking about Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania, that happened with the whole Trump thing. But my question is I'm not sure, like, what the heck is going on. And I know that he doesn't have Charlie Kirk doesn't have the type of detail and security that, you know, a president would have. But at the end of the day, I'm a little bit surprised that we're not having tighter security at college campuses and at political rallies, or however you want to describe them, because it's just weird to me that this continues to be a thing. To see today that video where a couple of guys are like, hold on, do you see that guy over there on that roof? Look at him. That's scary as heck to me.
Yeah, for sure. You know, a couple things on that. One is that, you know, it sounds like Charlie Kirk did have a private security team that followed him to and from these events. So clearly there was some sort of failure there. And, you know, in terms of the mechanics of this, again, there's a lot we still don't know, but it does seem like it was kind of similar to Butler in terms of someone being on the roof and taking a long distance shot at someone. The second thing is, though, I mean, I don't know if you saw this video last night of Trump going out to dinner in D.C., and there were protesters from Code Pink who got up, like, right next to him and were calling him Hitler, and they're chanting. It's actually kind of a captivating video because Trump, you know, kind of brusquely starts demanding that they get kicked out of the restaurant. But, you know, the thing that brought to mind even last night before this Charlie Kirk news was kind of shock that people could get that close to Trump in a restaurant. I mean, you know, you could imagine what could happen, because clearly these people weren't, at least I'm presuming that they weren't vetted. I mean, they must have somehow gotten in this restaurant, and, you know, maybe they did have like a metal detector or some way to screen for weapons. But I guess the point simply being that even in this like highly, you know, security minded age that we're in, and all the measures that are taking place to protect presidents and even someone like Charlie Kirk, who certainly knows when he shows up to a college campus, even in a very red place like Utah, that there are going to be a lot of people who are angry about that, who, you know, might want to do something like what happened today to him. And that's obviously the reason he had a security team. Even in this age, you know, people still can find opportunities to do something terrible. So I don't think that, you know, more and more security is the solution. I mean, ultimately, we have a gun problem in this country. But, you know, based on what we have learned about this Kirk shooting, I mean, this wasn't, doesn't seem like this was like an AR-15 type, you know, just fire 100 rounds in a few seconds sort of thing. I mean, it seems like this was probably someone who was trained, given that they shot Kirk from a long distance with one shot. So, you know, I guess, unfortunately, it's, you know, probably a combination of the guns, the security failure, and then, of course, we talked earlier with the political rhetoric and how this kind of radicalizes people.
Yeah, there's just so much, man. Like, I know that this is the news of the day, but there's so much that's going on. And it's kind of insane that we live in a world where this happens today. We've got another school shooting that took place. We've got everybody's breaking down the signature of Donald Trump because clearly as a friend of Jeffrey Epstein, he says that he didn't send him, this, or he didn't sign this card or whatever it is. And we all know that most likely he did because they were close. And then, like, it's just one thing after another, you know, him talking about, which was, and I agree with you 100% because you noted the true social post that he had about going into Chicago. Like, that sickened me to basically equate going into Chicago as kind of like a war type deal. I just, that bothers me. So like right now, all of the leadership and the politicians in Chicago and in Illinois have stated, look, you know, just leave us be. We are going to do the best that we can with regards to crime and crime rates and stuff in and outside of Chicago. But it sounds as though Trump is targeting Chicago to be kind of that next city.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think, you know, the Kirk news kind of pushed us off the headlines today, but Trump had said today he was going to make an announcement about the next city that he intends to deploy troops to, and it actually sounded like it might be New Orleans. There was a lot of speculation about that because he mentioned a governor who was excited about it, but maybe a mayor who wasn't. And obviously Chicago does not have a governor who would be excited about that with J.D. Pritzker. So, I mean, I think actually, you know, one of the lessons of the Chicago thing is that, you know, Trump seemed very gung-ho on deploying the troops there. But, you know, between Pritzker and the mayor, Brandon Johnson of Chicago, and some of the kind of Chicago influencers online, I mean, it does seem, you know, maybe some of the protests that happened there, that Trump got a little spooked and maybe thought that could go poorly for him, you know, politically or in terms of, you know, something happening on the streets or both possibly. So I do think, you know, there maybe is a little bit of a silver lining to take from that one where, you know, kind of concerted opposition can still kind of get him to stand down a little bit. And obviously it would feel, you know, for the residents of New Orleans if Trump went that route. But, you know, again, that seems like kind of a climb down because there you can say, well, you know, the governor who controls the Louisiana National Guard wants me to do this. It's not like a situation in Chicago where it'd be kind of an invasion and occupation.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. Well, Aaron, A., it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, man. Just it's some tough times, man. We're all dealing with a lot. The Annunciation, shooting. We're still dealing with that tragedy. We're still dealing with the Hortman assassinations. To know that they are no longer with us. It's just been a heavy year, man. And everything that's happening right now politically, it's not like things are positive right now.
Yeah, and Henry, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but my kids go to Annunciation. So that obviously hit close to home. And that was part of, I've talked about this on some other media hits that I've done locally and then nationally.
I did not know that, man.
Yeah. So, that was actually, another added element processing this today was like, man, the gun problem that we have. It actually kind of caused me, just kind of the shock of going through that to view these a little bit differently where, kind of the rush to make them political, like immediately before we even really know what happened. Kind of hits wrong because I remember being in that spot just a couple of weeks ago and I didn't know what had happened with my kids. And there's just kind of a human element to this that I think sometimes gets glossed over. And that's why with a guy, even like Firk, who, I thought a lot of what he stood for was really dangerous and bad, but, I can't help but really kind of just, my heart goes up to him and obviously his family because it's so tragic. And, thankfully I avoided that. But I just can't imagine, those kids who will never really know their dad and, a young couple where obviously now there's a widow who lost her husband and just the tragedy of that. So, people can have kind of different views on that. I know some people think you shouldn't kind of valorize people in death, but, there is a human element. And I think we need to remember that because ultimately, we want to be better than the people that we're competing against in the marketplace of ideas. Like you don't want to lower yourself to their level and kind of get into the spiral of justifying violence because that's going to lead to a society that none of us want to live in.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Hey, thank you so much, Aaron. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, thanks for having me on.
That's Aaron Rupar. Check out his newsletter. Does a fabulous job, public notice. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. All the socials, just a really good dude with the great information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.